Welcome to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have General Manager of Raccoon Valley Radio, John McGee. We're here with the General Manager of Raccoon Valley Radio, John McGee. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good, Logan. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. And we're here talking about Caring Christmas with Raccoon Valley Radio. And how did this all get started?
Well, Caring Christmas is something that's been going on within our company for probably close to 25 years. We brought it with us when we came to the market in 2012. It's something that Mel, the owner of the radio station, and the Surf family have really believed this is something that we need to do to help facilitate and help those in need with food. And it kind of got started back in Knoxville, Pella, Indianola, and we've taken it across all of our properties, basically across the southern half of Iowa.
And then I've gotten a chance to talk to the Stewart Pantry, Panora Pantry, and just all the pantries around Guthrie County. It seems like this is a time of need when they need this and they need donations. So how does this impact pantries?
This is a pretty big impact from pantries. It's really a neat program where we use the power of our airwaves. We use the power of radio as well as our internet and our social media presence to basically create awareness. As you've done news stories, my news department, you guys do a great job of getting the word out about what's going on and the needs in the pantries. We then go out to our businesses. We partner with the businesses to help us sponsor food drives. And then, you know, we couldn't do it without the grocery stores. The grocery stores graciously allow us to show up there and be there to help create awareness and collect food. And then we also partner with the community. I mean, our listeners out there, really, it's their generosity that makes this thing work.
We hope to get across with all our stories that there is a cash prize for our Caring Christmas Drive. Can you kind of explain what that cash prize is and how can people participate?
Yeah, there's two components to what we call our Caring Christmas. One is the food drive component where we are raising, hundreds of pounds of food. Last year we did 84 hours a food drive, collecting food for basically six different counties worth of food pantry, distributing it around. Obviously, a lot of what we do here, all of what we do here in Stewart, Panora, and Guthrie Center stays right in those communities and helps those in need. The other side of it is the cash, and we tie that in with our Christmas cash giveaway. We gave away $1,000 on each of our stations, so one lucky person on December 20th will get a check for $1,000 on K107, on KDLS, and on KGRA. So we'll give away up to $3,000 there, $1,000 to each winner, making somebody's Christmas just a little bit brighter. And then we've got some on-air contesting that we do where we've got another $3,000 budget that we're giving away. And those come in smaller, $20 to $100 increments and just a little extra cash to help somebody out this holiday season.
And then, John, can you maybe kind of explain how this works? The little big red radio and the big red radio will show up to the grocery store. And then can you kind of take me from there, how this thing kind of works?
Yeah, no problem. So we've partnered, like I said, with businesses, right? And they agree to sponsor our Caring Christmas food drive remotes. The grocery stores have all agreed to allow us to be there. And it kind of goes back to that old Willie Sutton and why did he rob banks? Because that's where the money is, okay? Why do we go to grocery stores for food collection? Because that's where the food is. So we show up with our big red radio. We set up. We're there broadcasting live, and the client joins us. Basically, we're asking the customers that come into the grocery store to pick up a couple of extra items, whether it's just a simple can of soup or whether it's a whole grocery bag full of items, and put them in our cart while we're there. We're also taking cash donations while we're on site. And what we do with that cash donations is keep it local. So basically, any cash that we get while we're there broadcasting, we then churn over to the store. The store turns it into groceries. We take the grocery donations and the cash donations, which are not groceries, and immediately following our remotes, we've got it set up with the food pantry where we go to the food pantry and drop that off, usually within 15 minutes to a half hour from the time we're done with our broadcast. We take that directly down to the food pantry so they can start the very next day and get it into the hands of those that need. So, and then, of course, the only way that we get the donations is the public comes in and is willing to donate. So it really is a three-way partnership between the radio station, our clients, and our grocery stores, and the listeners of the station. And we can't thank them enough for their generosity.
We're speaking with General Manager John McGee of Raccoon Valley Radio. And John, if someone doesn't have cash and doesn't have food to donate, is there something they can donate electronically? Is there a way they can do that?
The best way, if somebody wants to donate electronically, is a lot of our grocery stores do have accounts set up at the grocery store with their area food pantry. So when you're at the register, just ask them to if you can make a donation directly to the food pantry account. There's some things that the food pantry needs that are perishable and that type of thing. So a lot of times they've got accounts set up with the local grocery store, or use your debit card or something like that to buy a gift card, and then you can give that gift card as well.
And then is there any way people can figure out where we're going to be at, where the little red, big red radio is going to be at certain grocery stores? Where can they find that out?
Yeah, on our website. And on the website, you'll see a promotional ad that talks about Caring Christmas sponsors. When you click that, it takes you to a schedule of events. It takes you to where we're going to be, along with those contest rules for the $1,000 giveaway and things that way.
What have you seen over the years? You've talked about it, doing it multiple times a year, and this is an annual thing. What have you seen from the community, how it helps people, how the food drive helps people in general getting it to the pantries?
Well, when you talk to any of the food pantries, they're very, very gracious and very, very thankful, because a lot of times we will help restock, and we work with them to figure out what they're short of and make sure that that's where we're leading people to make the donations of stuff that they're short of. The cash side of it, the $1,000 giveaway, Logan, I'm humbled when I really start looking at who ends up with that money. Okay, most years it goes to somebody who's tearfully in need. Okay, I mean, I've seen a gal once. I remember her coming in and saying, in tears, telling us that this will allow her to give and send gifts to her grandkids. Okay, she was on a fixed income and had kind of succumbed to the fact that she wasn't going to be able to get her grandkids any presents this Christmas. And that $1,000 was able to, you know, get her grandkids some presents and stuff that way. I've seen the money go to somebody that I would have guessed never had a need, and found out that they had a expense that they were kind of putting off and trying to scrape some money together to cover that expense. They paid for that expense, and then they donated forward the rest of the balance of the money to a nonprofit that they are passionate about. So it's amazing how, you know, I don't know if it's divine, but how that money always ends up in the hands of the people that need it.
Well, thanks, John, for your time. Is there any final thoughts as we wrap it up? Anything that I may have missed?
No, I think the biggest thing there is just thank you to the public for your guys' generosity out there and giving to the food pantries and helping us with our Caring Christmas food drive. Thank you to the clients and the grocery stores that allow us to do it. And, you know, thank you to you guys in our news department and our entire staff at Raccoon Valley Radio. It is a sacrifice. It's us giving of our time. When you do 84 hours worth of food drives in the course of about 5-6 weeks, it's got everybody working a little extra to get it done. And I can't thank my staff enough for that.
Well, thanks again. And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with General Manager of Raccoon Valley Radio, John McGee. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.